Your taxes hold the key.
Companies and individuals in business are advised that the minimum business tax or MBT order remains in effect. It is the resolution to confirm the MBT order with modification that has been withdrawn and not the order itself. This means you are required to pay the MBT. The first payment of $30,000 for the minimum business tax became due and payable on June 15. Outstanding payments are still to be made at any tax office using a payment advice. The minimum business tax, implemented in April 2014, requires persons operating a business to pay $60,000 for the year, due in two parts on June 15 and September 15. Individuals with gross revenue under $3 million are exempt. For additional information, contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website, jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Need an opportunity to acquire business skills but waiting to get lucky? Well, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Today on Get the Facts, we'll be zooming in on the North Central Community Youth Entrepreneurship and Education Program, NCCYEEP. Let's see what it is and how it can help prepare you for the right business opportunity. Let's get the facts. What's the North Central Community Youth Entrepreneur and Education Program, NCCYEEP? The NCCYEEP is an entrepreneurship grant program targeting young persons in North Central St. Catherine.
This initiative is a constituent entrepreneurship grant program which encourages young people to develop their skills as they seek to establish small businesses in the North Central St. Catherine constituency.
Minister with responsibility for sports and Member of Parliament for North Central St. Catherine, Natalie Nita Headley. The program is being implemented in partnership with Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Young Entrepreneur Association, Heart Trust NTA, and the Social Development Commission, SDC.
The NCCYEEP also serves as a catalyst to promote entrepreneurship, to militate against the high levels of unemployment, to create enrichment opportunities, and to give those involved the capacity to grow towards economic and sustainable development.
Minister with responsibility for sports and a Member of Parliament for North Central St. Catherine, Natalie Nita Headley. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us next time. I'm Evadne Brown.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.